Proclamation number 3326 of 11th of November, 1944. God reveals himself. Promises. My will is made known to you who devote yourselves to me and want to serve me. For I myself speak to you now and always, as I have always spoken to people who, through the working of love, made themselves able to hear my voice. I was amongst them in the Word and will always dwell with people in the Word until the end of the world. For I have promised my own that I will reveal myself to them if they love me and keep my commandments. That I will guide them into truth and that they shall receive my Spirit. But my Spirit is my Word. My Spirit is me myself, and thus I myself am with those who love me and keep my commandments, and therefore they can also hear my word directly from me, for I reveal myself through the inner voice and make my will known to them. And thus my disciples heard my voice. I was with them in the word after my act of salvation had been accomplished. They heard me even though I was not physically present amongst them. And they recorded the word because this was my will. In all purity they reproduced what they had heard through the inner voice, for my word resounded in them clearly and distinctly so that they always and constantly knew about my will. And they conveyed this word to humanity so that my will would be proclaimed to all, so that they could comply with this will and thus become blissfully happy. But time has not preserved this word of mine pure and unaltered. Not everything is my word which is conveyed to people as such. It has been changed by additional human work, which can only be separated from the pure truth, from the word conveyed by me to earth, by those who are able to hear the word again themselves through loving activity and the will to serve me. My word will never be able to pass away. Pure truth will always exist, it will remain until all eternity. But the work of man does not last. What therefore falls prey to human will of destruction, what becomes powerless and ineffective due to decrees and commandments, that is human accessory. For what is from me is everlasting and will outlast everything. But I strive for a purification of that which is offered to people as my word and no longer fully corresponds to the word which is from me, which my disciples have received from me. And therefore I direct the word to earth again. I reveal myself anew and choose my disciples again whom I guide through my Spirit into all truth. For I will always be amongst people in the word and hand them the bread of heaven. And especially when they are starving and lack spiritual food, food which shall revive their soul. Then I open the spring from which the living water flows. I feed and water people by offering them the nourishment from the heavens. My word. My flesh and my blood. Who wants to stop me from doing this? Who wants to accept my divine working of the Spirit as finished with the word that was commanded to my disciples? I remain with you until the end of the world. This is my promise. Why should I not speak to my own if the heart desires it? And you humans need my word which shall repeatedly make my will known to you. For the word has lost its strength if it is no longer purely offered to people, just as my disciples once heard it from me. But you humans need the strength which flows from my word, and thus I will give you the pure truth again. I will descend to earth once more in the word and will resound wherever people who are willing and able to love offer themselves to me for my service and listen within in order to hear my word. And you should listen to them, for they convey the purest truth to you, They inform you of my will and initiate you into knowledge which only I myself can convey to earth through my word. And therefore believe that I speak to people again and again and am with them in the word. Amen.